back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. We got Treat Hartman, Courtney Tobol, Hillary Fisher, and Shelly Hartman, the one and only here, back after a week off. And I think she even said, she just said a minute ago, she's taking next week off.
Oh, it's not like I'm off on a vacation.
No, well, she's
let's clarify that.
Off gallivanting now that now that they have a PBS show that's been accepted to make more PBS shows.
Yay!
Oh,
yes.
How cool is that?
Exciting.
That is very exciting. You know, the whole experience I think was just amazing, going down there in person and presenting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of us, it was just a great experience, and they loved it.
They did. They did. And really didn't say much about anything to change or anything like that. Had a couple things that we want to make sure that we're aware of as we move forward.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think
your expertise showed up.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you did a great job. Yeah. You sure did. And I think one of the questions that I've been getting now, when can we see it?
When can we see it?
Where can we see it? So, you know, you and I have been in discussion about some type of a viewing party. Yes. So we're working on that.
I have a good idea for one, but we'll discuss that on a break.
Perfect.
But we have some more treats again. Back to having some food.
Thank God. Yes.
After Treat took some time on the other side of the world to watch the eclipse. So
it was amazing.
I guess quickly it was amazing. You would do it again?
Yes. Yeah.
Most of
with
it.
That same group of people.
Yes.
Okay.
That part.
Yeah, they were really fun and educating and on it and all the above.
It makes a difference.
I gained too much weight on the cruise,
That's about what we're about to do right now.
Yeah, we are.
Had a full tray in front of us.
Yeah, it looks great.
So my inspiration was on the cruise because I ended up a lot of times in the Asian section of the buffet and or the Caribbean or the North American or African type dishes. I love curry and different things, so I opted out of the roast beef and the fried chicken and all that and got into more of
Okay.
You know, that was just me. You know, I did all of it, but, you know. So anyway, so I had a lot of rice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all kind of the same rice, but flavored different. And I thought, gosh, that's kind of neat. You know, I know that, you know. That's like not a stupid thing, but it sounds like it's... But anyway, so I
Come on, let's get to eating. Try here?
I looked at my pantry when I got home, and I have different kinds of rice. But I only did two here because, we only have a little bit of samplings.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a black rice and a white rice. So
I didn't even know there was a black rice.
I'm telling you, and I
didn't know either.
Pantry. Yeah. And there's wild rice, there's brown rice, of course. Jasmine rice, and quite a few, and they're not flavored, they come flavored. They come with a flavor.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they're called jasmine, because it does have a little bit of a...
jasmine flavor?
Yeah, well, I guess that might be it, or something like that. It is... It's different than plain white rice.
Okay, but
suggest using that. Sushi rice is different than any of these.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
True,
so, anyway, so which one you want to start with?
You tell us.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them here. Which one?
Okay.
How about the one with the coconut?
That's dessert. The dessert.
Of course.
So I made rice pudding.
Imagine that.
Let's do the black rice.
Okay, black rice is in the salad.
Salad, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I made just a odd kind of... things I had in my refrigerator, sweet potato, broccoli. It's a cold salad.
Yeah.
So I made the black rice, which takes 45 minutes. It's not a quickie.
Wow.
But it's good. It's a stern,
it's a harder rice. Yeah.
Holds up to a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So the blueberry dressing on the salad is with the lime preserves.
Okay.
And a little bit of lime in there.
And you had cauliflower in there?
Cauliflower. Yeah. It's a spin off of the broccoli salad that you put the
it's great
dried cranberries in and all that. So it's a spin off.
And
of that.
That black rice is different.
It is different.
It's more robust.
You really can't even tell what it is. It doesn't look like regular rice.
Yeah, it's smaller.
Yeah, it's really grainy. Smaller. A little more grainier. It's really good, especially
with the dried blueberries.
Yes, I think that just really Mm-hmm. Kind of brings it all together.
And I made some spring rolls, so I had shredded carrots, so I just added that in there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just hodgepodge of things, but it was really colorful.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Does the broccoli and all that go together?
Oh, yeah. It looks really good. It tastes good. Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Good job.
There we go.
Good job. What's the next
Rice is nice. Yeah. You always have leftover rice. You want to do the brat?
Yeah.
Because that's like a... I did that with the white rice. Now, can you guess where the rice is?
Underneath?
Yeah. Yeah, so I made the rice. It's cold. And I threw it in the pan with the brats. And I've kind of seared both of them till it kind of got crunchy. The rice got crunchy and the brats are cooked. So I just kind of heated them through and made that. And then the nacho sauce, I had a can
and
of.
And that's the blueberry brat?
Blueberry brat,
Yeah, it's really good. And then also to kind of set it apart, you put something on the top.
Yes. Looks like a Dorito. Crunched up Doritos because I had a little bag.
That's and, great,
Cheetos,
though.
Cheetos because I had a little bag.
Oh, and Cheetos, too.
Yeah, there's a Cheeto there. Look at that.
The cheese sauce is a can of Campbell's nacho cheese.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
So that nacho cheese is also in the rice.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know how they do mac and cheese with hot dogs?
Oh, my gosh. What a great idea.
Let's not tell anybody that it's really messy.
A double napkin. The coleslaw has the typical preserve mayo dressing with some dried in it, cabbage.
Yeah, it's great. I love the way you browned it and kind of pulled it all together. Mm-hmm. It really came out great, Teresa.
Yeah, good. You know, and it, nice and fresh, it would be better, but you guys get
it. It's still hot.
Yeah.
That
really
is good.
Good.
Now that's just your white rice.
That's the white rice. Yeah. Okay. But you know you have leftover, so I put the little cheese, a little bit of that cream, that not cream cheese, but the cheese sauce.
Yeah, with it.
Good. With it, and so it made it like a patty.
Yeah.
And then I browned it in the skillet.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's fantastic. And that
is it really?
Yeah. I would certainly never think of number one eating a blueberry brat. And then a blueberry brat with rice, Cheetos, Doritos, and cheese sauce on it.
It was almost like she cleaned out her pantry. Threw everything together.
This is the clean out your pantry show.
Yeah.
But we need to take a break. 1-877-654-2400 is a number that you can call to find out more about blueberries. And that's the Blueberry Store. Talk to these ladies about all kinds of things with blueberries and anything you just might want. But we need to take a break. We come back. We're going to have some more of treats. So there's some meat dishes with rice. When we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, this is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Ooh, I'm Even Steven, and I used to be on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Now I'm just a low-budget voice talent. My washer and dryer broke, so now I go to Goody's Wash & Go. At Goody's Wash & Go, my laundry has never been cleaner. Sometimes I use the quarter machines, and sometimes I use the wash, dry, and fold service. And now I hear they pick up and deliver for free. Woo! So go to Goody's Wash & Go today and get your clothes as clean as mine. That's Goody's Wash & Go.
Hey y'all, it's the weekend and time for a big old barbecue. But you won't catch me doing all that prepping, cooking, and cleaning. I go out to Mama's TJM Barbecue. That stands for Tender Juicy Meats. And now, they also offer deep fried chicken wings, dark meat, and chicken strips. You'll find them at 68099 County Road 388 on the southwest corner of 68th and Phoenix, right next to the fun park. And on Facebook at Mama's TJM BBQ. Call ahead at 269-252-1464. From single meals to catered events, Mama's Barbecue. Go get yourself some. If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films, or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman, Shelly Hartman, Courtney Tobel, and Hillary Fisher. I said you last this time, Hillary.
That's okay.
That feel good?
That felt great.
It's never in any particular order. Right. Not of order of importance.
Just so. How he looks at us.
Right.
That's called cross-eyed. All right, we've got so much still to eat. A couple of dishes with steak in it. There's a dessert, and you just pulled out a spring roll, which we didn't know about. So.
She sprung it on us. Let's talk about it.
Well, I was shopping. I looked at the blueberries. I always do. And especially getting this close to the United States having their own. And they had fresh blueberries from the USA. So I bought them.
From the USA. Now, how could that happen?
They're in Florida.
Oh, okay. Florida. All right. I get that.
So I've been waiting because we haven't had any fresh in so long, right? I bought a container. They're very good. Very nice.
So
I made spring rolls. Beautiful. I just thought, so I sliced them in half and just made a spring roll, a veggie one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I put shrimp in this.
Shrimp and it's good.
Just sliced them in half.
And the sauce?
That's just a
really good. Everything. Is there rice in it?
No, rice noodles.
Rice noodles. Okay.
So that one has it.
That's really good.
And you don't have to have the shrimp in it if you don't care for that. But it's kind of nice.
It looks like it might be kind of complicated to make.
It takes a little technique, not much talent. I don't have much of that. not much time or anything like that. But that wrap is a... It's
tricky, isn't
it? It's very tricky. You put it in a little bit of water... For like 2 seconds, not even that, maybe.
Okay.
And then you take it out, and it's because that paper is firm.
Yeah.
When you do it, it's like a piece of plastic.
Oh my gosh.
And then you put it in the water, and it starts loosening up, and then you got to hurry and make those, otherwise, and do not put them together because they stick.
My God. Yeah. Wow. Well, it's great.
It's something else. But
it looks cute too. I like it.
I thought so too. I thought it was really a.
Could you dye this? To a blue?
The shrimp?
No, or the paper? The wrap.
Oh, probably.
Like a food dye and like...
I would think. Just color your water.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. That'd be cute too. All right. Sorry. Thinking about kids.
And we digress. All right. Yes. Let's move on.
Two steak dishes. And the reason why is because I had too much steak left over. So one has a chimichurri sauce, and that is a vinegar-based with the frozen berries.
Would that be the one that has the jalapeno on it, or would there be a jalapeno?
The jalapeno on it, yeah.
Mm.
And so that's a vinegar-based. So I used a little bit of concentrate, the red wine vinegar, and frozen blueberries, and parsley.
Mm.
A little bit of garlic, I think, is in there. Yeah.
Garlic. Wow. That is so
and that's
good.
Really easy. And olive oil. Tons of olive oil.
And it was really like a good texture, the steak.
It would go good on just like it is with, over the steak. And then I do have the rice base also on that one.
It was so good.
Or you can have potatoes with it, or you can have a taco.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too. It'd be really good in a corn shell.
Well, the vinegar in it, it really kind of... First thing hits you, not too strong. It just hits you that that's like, some vinegar.
You're not expecting
But the next bite and the second bite, it just brings it straight back, and it's right where it's supposed to be.
Well, and I really liked how in the last one you incorporated the fresh. Now that we can get them, grown here in Florida, which
look
is
for
great.
Them. They're
look
there,
for them. And you also now in this dish are using the frozen, which is great. We still have frozen available. We will until we start our season, which will be around the 4th of July, it looks like. So, make sure that you're looking at the sources. If you're buying frozen at the retail, make sure that you know where your product's coming from. If you really want to know, come down to the Blueberry Store in downtown South Haven or the warehouse and pick up your frozen, because we know right where that came from and what field it came off of. Yeah. So
now, if you end of the frozen season, if you have any surplus left, what happens with that?
Oh, we usually don't. We're like really good at being able to kind of predict what we think is going to happen based on past and future.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so you know your business.
So we had fresh, frozen, and dried.
Yeah, you got a triple. You got a trifecta treat.
Yeah,
a blueberry trifecta.
And on the cruise,
with rice. Isn't that nice?
Breakfast buffet every day had blueberries on it.
Mm.
And every dessert had a fresh blueberry on it. But the buffet, of course, had like a syrup. Not a syrup, but a puree. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we better get to this next one here because we got about 2 minutes left in this segment.
Go for it, treat.
Okay, so the other one is has a gravy. It's with the frozen blueberries in it also.
Yeah. I mean, it really sets just that savory.
Rosemary and thyme.
Yeah, that savory. That little kick of savory of the blueberry.
It goes well with so many things. I'm really surprising myself all the time. And
you surprise us,
so I just made a sauce. I put a little butter in there, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
They tell you to put it in there to...
Like kind of make it richer or something.
Richer, I'm thinking. Yeah.
It's really good.
It was good.
I think I like that one the best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
Me too, I think.
Yeah. And that one has the white rice with it.
Although the brat was good. It was all good. Really? What am I saying?
Great.
Yeah,
the brat.
Yes.
Well, you can still have one you like the best, even though they're all good.
Yeah.
I think so far that's my favorite, too, is that that's a nice way to do it.
It is really nice.
Well, who would ever have thought that you could have a slice of meat like that and have a blueberry on it, and it would be
like
good.
Yeah.
Rob's come a long way.
Way long way.
You could serve the meat one day, and then the next day add the blueberries, and it's a different type of a meal or whatever.
Yeah, you know, and that's part of the creativeness about what you're able to bring to the table for us, is that you have come up with all these ideas, and we really appreciate that treat.
Oh, my goodness. It's been fun. I keep thinking to myself, oh, I forgot I got that in the fridge. Oh, I got it. You know, I already made that up.
So how do you feel about having to come up with a menu for 10 more TV shows?
Oh, stressed. But you know what? I've done it so long that I have.
Second nature to you.
Yeah.
My
timing is bad.
What you could do is go back to all the old episodes and listen and see what you did.
Quit telling my secrets.
All right, well, that's good because we should be recycling some of the great things that we've done here towards the TV show.
We've done schools before. We've done, we went to the Detroit to the home show, I think it was, and things like that.
So. Yeah. NRA, we've been to the National Restaurant Association in Chicago. Yeah. I mean, we have been all over. And, you know, that was one of the suggestions. Well, we could talk about it when we get back.
Yeah, because we need to take a break for sure. And when we come back, we're going to try dessert and then talk about that with Shelly on Robert's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Have you noticed a project that could use a little attention? If so, you deserve the best quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry in the South Haven area. No project is too big or too small. For almost 30 years, John Isom has been delivering superior quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry. It's time to let John put all of his years of experience in action for you. So call 269-767-3225 today and get your free quote on flatwork, masonry, and carpentry.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. It's the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman, Shelly Hartman, Courtney Tobal, Hillary Fisher all here in the studio. We have so much to talk about, but we have one more or two more things to try.
One more.
Dessert. Let's try this dessert. What do we got here?
Rice pudding.
Wait, I don't think I got one.
I didn't get
that either.
Whatever.
I think that was the first thing they ate when they walked in the door. How was it, ladies? Was it good?
It was very good. You know me, my desserts.
It's I leftover rice, and it was cold, and I just made a thicker, like a pudding with cornstarch and milk, vanilla, sugar.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Tossed it in there till I got the right consistency, and then threw some
dried
in there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they kind of reconstitute a little bit, mm-hmm. so that they were really like an experience other than just eating a dry.
So fresh from the pot, warm. Oh my God, that looks so good.
Now
I cold,
bet.
It was, you know, a little stiffer and all.
No, it was
the
great.
The flavor's still there. But
it was awesome. You did great.
No, cold or warm out of the pot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right see, there. I right see there. She likes that. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Ooh, it poured like.
Well, and you know, you talk about all these different things. And one of the suggestions that the executives had over at PBS was, you know, maybe doing a collaboration of a recipe book. And, you know, at the end of the first 10, well, they ask us to do more. About,
it's kind of like a pledge event type of thing. Yeah. They used to do the pledge, and they do it all different now, but they were talking about possibly doing one of the shows as a pledge event or even coming in.
Yeah.
And that would be one of the gifts that if you supported the station that you would get a cookbook.
I think
that
would be great.
A treat.
As long as you don't make a cookbook. Bobblehead of me or something like that.
You know what? Now that you say that, I think that's the first thing on the agenda.
I think
twice she's mentioned it.
Yeah,
I really think she wants one.
You know, but I think you do bring up a good point. Another thing we're researching and we're going to have is going to be merchandise, the Blueberry Chicks merchandise. And you know, we are created a social presence, and Facebook is our first one, but we'll be going on to the other platforms soon.
Instagram and I don't know, TikTok depends on if we want to be a part of the Chinese empire or not, but we can always decide. Someone else is going to have to run the TikTok. I refuse to do TikTok.
I think that, you know, we just have to think of, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do with the show is incorporate different audiences from all different types of geographic ages to locations. And we have some exciting destinations planned for everyone and dishes to go with it.
That was one of the things that really kind of excited them.
Yeah.
He came back, he goes, oh, this isn't just a cooking show. This is a tourist travel show too.
Yes. That's the really cool part. The tie in about what we're growing, what we're eating and what we use.
And of course, a shout out to Carrie Troyer and the other two blondes at Three Blondes, because that was our travel section for the pilot. We went there and shot some video of them making the blueberry beer. You did an interview with Carrie, and in the back, Nate Barnes, our special guest for the show, came in and did an interview with Ross Joyce, the head brewer. So it was, for taking that first stab at that and having we had a concept, we had an idea, and I say we pulled it off really well for the first time through.
Congratulations to all you
guys.
And
I got one shout out I have to do because I met a new fella at the butcher shop at Meyer.
Now we've heard about this guy.
And I told him I would talk about him on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Boy. He gave me those steaks.
Oh, right. Good job.
Fantastic job, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, well, you know, and one of the things, you know, behind the scenes and some of these opportunities, you know, that Myers would be a great place or some type of retail. Yeah, shopping with Treat. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. You know, and if anybody here, you hear this out there and you have a tie-in with blueberries and you can feel free to give us a call. You can contact us through theblueberrychicks.com.
Yes.
We do have a website, still building it, and there's a lot more to come, of course. We're going to have all the shows on it, hopefully some behind-the-scenes things, some little YouTube videos, because like in the video, we talk about whipping the cream.
Yeah.
Well, we don't show whipping the cream. Maybe we had little videos that go with it about whipping the cream and how you have to do that. So,
and how we made the salad.
And how I made the salad. Because, you know, we don't, in the show, we don't prep everything right there.
Right.
A lot of stuff is prepped. And so we want people to go back to the website. Even a fun thing for us is we did a wedge salad, which is why the most
fantastic salads ever made. But we didn't have, after we did everything, we didn't have quite enough time for it. So we just totally cut it out and put a graphic that says, go and watch the web salad at theblueberrychicks.com. So I might even, if I get Shelly's okay on that, I might toss a few of those little video clips up on that website real soon. So
sneak peek.
Yes.
Sneak peek.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That's a great idea. And again, like the whole experience, you know, from the inception to the final product has been, you know, really educational.
Yeah.
And we've really interacted with a lot of people that love blueberries and are excited to watch or participate at some level. And we have, like I said, some really good series coming up. And true, they asked if they if we would do 22 episodes.
Well, he asked me, how many can you do in a year? And I said, I can do 22.
Yeah.
You know, do two seasons. And, yeah. I mean,
but
that's
how many can I do?
Yeah. We don't care how many you can do three. But really, I mean, I know as of right now, we're going to have our one episode.
Yeah.
And we're going to do 10 more for that first season. And then from there, we'll probably gauge whether we want to do a add on to that first season or just do, you know, another 11 for the next year. That a lot, there's. These ladies are all going to find out how much work it is to pull off a show like this. And it is not, it's a lot of work.
It's
fun. It will be one of the most rewarding things you have ever done. I can guarantee you that, but it's a lot of work. We have a great time, but it is certainly a lot of work on your part, all the food that goes into it, with my part with production, two or three other production people on. Shelly make at her end with, you know, behind the scenes, with making those contacts. Mm-hmm. And then you guys.
They just sit back and eat.
No,
that's what
we're
saying.
They make it go round.
They're gonna be in charge of a lot of the merch and making all that happen.
Shipping out product and all these different things. We're gonna put together some actual baskets that people can just flash the QR code and order up what we've used on the show on that segment.
Yeah. And I think it's great. I think that we, as a group, as a team, we really play well with each other's strengths.
That's true.
We sure do.
I agree.
Yeah, it's great. But we need to, it's time. We're at the end. I'll give you, if you got another 30 seconds.
The phone number?
Yeah, 1-877-654-2400, theblueberrystore.com, or check out the new blueberrychicks.com website, and we'll get some stuff back and forth so you can, you know, go back and forth between those sites.
But thanks, everybody.
Exciting times, ladies.
Yeah,
yes.
Thanks.
All thanks
you out
to
there.
You out
yeah,
there.
Everybody
because
out there, really supportive. Like, I honestly, everybody's so excited and supportive. What a cool thing, not just for, you know, agriculture, the blueberry industry, but even for our hometown.
Local.
I think it's a great thing.
Big things happening in the little city.
Yeah.
Yes. All
right.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we're talking to Diane Rigozzi from the Senior Services of Van Buren County on Robert's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.